CRI News, I'm Qizhi. China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have pledged to further strengthen their strategic mutual trust and pragmatic cooperation in all areas. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao and leaders of 10 ASEAN member nations attended the summit commemorating the 20th anniversary of their dialogue relations. Addressing the summit in Bali, Indonesia, Wen Jiabao urged the two sides to strengthen strategic communication and a mutual trust. He also called for expanding practical maritime cooperation, saying China will establish a China-ASEAN Maritime Cooperation Fund to help achieve the goal. ASEAN leaders welcomed the Premier's proposal and vowed to bring their substantial cooperation to a new high. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao has expressed his confidence that China and India would have better cooperation in the future. Wen made the remarks while meeting his Indian counterpart Manmohan Singh in Bali, Indonesia, on the sidelines of the ongoing series of meetings for East Asian leaders. He said there is enough space in the world for China-India cooperation, and the two countries have enough fields in which they can cooperate. A senior Chinese space program official says the country's space missions have not included any programs that directly serve defense purposes. Vice Director of the China Manned Space Engineering Office, Wang Zhaoyao, made the remark in response to comments that China's space missions have lacked transparency. He said China has made great efforts to introduce its space missions to the outside world and will continue to cooperate with other countries under the principle of mutual respect, mutual benefit and transparency. China completed its first-ever space docking mission Thursday after the successful landing of the unmanned spacecraft Shenzhou 8, which docked twice with the space lab module Tiangong-1 during its 17-day mission. Myanmar's opposition party, the National League for Democracy, has decided to rejoin the political process in the country. The NLD, led by noted political figure Aung San Suu Kyi, says it will get re-registered as a legal political party and enter the coming by-election. The decision came after some amendments of the party registration law were recently passed by the Union Parliament and signed by President Hu Jintao. The NLD boycotted the last elections in November 2010, the first in 20 years. Thousands of people have gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square as Egypt is to hold its first parliamentary elections this month after former President Hosni Mubarak's fall in February. More citizens were expected to join the demonstration after the Friday prayers. The protesters are opposing the constitution principles or the military rule. The latest protests raise concerns about the security and stability of the country ahead of its historic polls. Sri Lanka's former army chief Sarath Fonseca has been jailed for 3 years for implicating the government in war crimes. Fonseca was found guilty of spreading public disaffection by quoting allegations that surrendering Tamil Tiger rebels with white flags were ordered to be killed by the defense secretary. Fonseca is already serving 30 months after a court-martial convicted him of irregularities in army procurements. As the opposition candidate in the presidential polls in January this year, Fonseca was defeated by incumbent Mahinda Rajapaksa and was arrested soon after. More than 1,200 ships have been stranded on a section of the Beijing-Hangzhou Grand Canal in Jiangsu Province due to heavy fog. Visibility in the area was reduced to less than 50 meters. All traffic on the Yangzhou section has been halted. The local meteorological center says the fog would persist through the next few days. The Beijing-Hangzhou Grand Canal, with a length of nearly 1,800 kilometers, is the oldest and the longest canal in the world, with a history of over 2,500 years. The municipal government of Jiaoyuguan in northwest China's Gansu province has kicked off a repair and construction project focused on the western end of the Great Wall. The project will involve repair work on the Great Wall in the city of Jiaoyuguan, including the Jiaoyu Pass, the starting point of a section of the Great Wall built during the Ming Dynasty more than 600 years ago. It also includes the construction of a World Cultural Heritage theme park and a heritage inspection center. The project will have a total investment of 2 billion yuan or $317 million, mostly financed by the central government. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qizhi in Beijing.